Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Menachos, Daf Hey, the first parak called Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, Ov Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Reish Lakish says that a Minchas HaOmer whose kmitza was performed Shelo Lishma is valid. Vishireha ein ne'achoin, but its remainder may not be eaten. Ashe tavi Minchas HaOmer acheres v'satirena, until another Minchas HaOmer is brought and permits it, since the Omer is brought from Chadash and the first Omer did not permit Chadash. The Gemara asks, if the grain used in this Mincha remains forbidden in consumption, how can he offer it on the Mizbeach? But the Pasuk says, Memashke Yisrael, from the Feast of Yisrael, teaching that Karbanos must be brought, mina mutu Yisrael, from that which is permitted to Yisrael for consumption. Rav Ada bar Ava answers that Reish Lakish holds ein mechuser zman lebo b'yom. There's no disqualification of prematurity for a carbon which will become permitted that day. Since this Omer's Shirayim will become permitted that day when another Omer is brought, it's considered Mimashke Yisrael, even beforehand. This explanation is eventually refuted, and Rapapa answers instead that Reish Lakish holds Heir Mizrach Matir, the illuminating of the eastern sky on the 16th of Nisan, permits the new grain and consumption, not the bringing of the Omer. It's merely a mitzvah not to eat the Shirayim until the Omer is properly brought, so the grain is considered Mimashke Yisrael. Point number two, Rava says that a Minchas HaOmer whose kmitza was performed Shelo Lishma is kosher, and its Shirayim may be eaten, and nor the Minchas HaOmer is required to permit it. He explains that Shelo Lishma intent is completely ineffective for the Minchas HaOmer. She'ein machshava mo'elas el b'mishu rui l'avoda, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avoda, u'b'davar harui l'avoda, and only with something which is fit for the avoda, u'b'makam harui l'avoda, and only in a place which is fit for avoda. The Gemara explains each phrase. Someone fit for avoda excludes the intent of a balmum, who's unfit for avoda. Something fit for the avoda excludes intent about the Minchas HaOmer, which is not fit for any other type of offering, the chiddushu, because it's an anomaly since barley is not ordinarily acceptable as a mincha. A place fit for avoda means to exclude nifkam hamizbech, where the mizbech was damaged, teaching that pigal intent while the mizbech was damaged and unfit for avoda is ineffective. And point number three, a braisa darshens min habakar, from the cattle, hotzias a trefa, to exclude a trefa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kal v'chomer. Ma balmum shemuteres lehedyot, if a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asur l'gevoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a trefa which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Brice explains why this Kal V'chomer cannot be disproven from Chayav Dam and Malika, which are all permitted to Gavoa despite being prohibited in consumption. It concludes, Im Hashavta, and if you will respond that the Kal V'chomer can be undermined, we have the drasha before which disqualifies Trefa. The Gemara attempts to identify the counter-argument to the Kal V'chomer. Suggested proofs from the Minchas HaOmer, which is Chadash and forbidden to a Hedyot, Pitam Ketores, which is forbidden to make for a Hedyot, Shabbos, forbidden for a Hedyot's Malach, but permitted for Tamim and Musafim, and Kohaim, permitted in a Kohen's garments, are all rejected because Mitzvah Sebekach, its commandment is such and cannot be performed otherwise. This discussion continues on the next daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, Reish Lakish says that a Minchas HaOmer whose kmitza was performed Shelo Lishma is valid, b'shireha ein ne'achoin, but its remainder may not be eaten, ad shetavi Minchas HaOmer acheres v'satirena, until another Minchas HaOmer is brought and permits it, since the Omer is brought from Chadash and the first Omer did not permit Chadash. The Gemara asks, if the grain used in this Mincha remains forbidden in consumption, how can he offer it on the Mizbeach? But the Pasuk says, Memashke Yisrael, from the Feast of Yisrael, teaching that Karbanos must be brought, mina mutu Yisrael, from that which is permitted to Yisrael for consumption. Rav Ada bar Ava answers that Reish Lakish holds ein mechuser zman lebo b'yom. There's no disqualification of prematurity for a carbon which will become permitted that day. Since this Omer's Shirayim will become permitted that day when another Omer is brought, it's considered Mimashke Yisrael, even beforehand. This explanation is eventually refuted, and Rapapa answers instead that Reish Lakish holds Heir Mizrach Matir, the illuminating of the eastern sky on the 16th of Nisan, permits the new grain and consumption, not the bringing of the Omer. It's merely a mitzvah not to eat the Shirayim until the Omer is properly brought, so the grain is considered Mimashke Yisrael. Point number two, Rava says that a Minchas HaOmer whose kmitza was performed Shelo Lishma is kosher, and its Shirayim may be eaten, and nor the Minchas HaOmer is required to permit it. He explains that shelo ishma intent is completely ineffective for the minchas omer. She'ein machshava mo'elas el b'misha ru'i l'avoda, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avoda, u'b'davar ha'ru'i l'avoda, and only with something which is fit for the avoda, u'b'makam ru'i l'avoda, and only in a place which is fit for avoda. The Gemara explains each phrase. Someone fit for avoda excludes the intent of a balmum, who's unfit for avoda. Something fit for the avoda excludes intent about the minchas ha'omer, which is not fit for any other type of offering, the chiddushu, because it's an anomaly since barley is not ordinarily acceptable as a mincha. A place fit for avoda means to exclude nifkam ha'mizbeach, where the mizbeach was damaged, teaching that pigul intent while the mizbeach was damaged and unfit for avoda is ineffective. And point number three, a braisa darshens min habakar, from the cattle, hotzias a treifa, to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kal vachomer. Ma balmum shemuteres lehedyot, if a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asur l'gevoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a treifa which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Bryce explains why this Kal Vachomer cannot be disproven from Chel of Dam and Malika, which are all permitted to Gavoa despite being prohibited in consumption. It concludes, Im Hashavta, and if you respond that the Kal Vachomer can be undermined, we have the drasha before which disqualifies Trefa. The Gemara attempts to identify the counter-argument to the Kal Vachomer. Suggested proofs from the Minchas Omer, which is Chadash and forbidden to a Hedyot, Pitam Katoris, which is forbidden to make for a Hedyot, Shabbos, forbidden for a Hedyot's Malach, but permitted for Tamim and Musafim, and Kalaim, permitted in a Kohen's garments, are all rejected because Mitzvah Sebekach, its commandment is such and cannot be performed otherwise. This discussion continues on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is Hey, or a haystack, or a bale of hay. So here goes. The two Kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the Omer was cut from, who are arguing if the Shiraim are eaten if the Omer was brought Shelo Shema, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon could not be learned out from his partner, the Balmum. Once again, slow motion. The two Kohanim on a hayride. Hayride? That must be on Daf. Hey, hey! The two Kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the Omer was cut from, who were arguing if the Shiraim are eaten if the Omer was brought Shelo Shema, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that a Minchas HaOmer's Kmitza was performed Shelo Shema is valid, but its remainder may not be eaten until another Minchas HaOmer is brought and permits it, since the Omer is brought from Chadash, and the first Omer did not permit Chadash. So the two Kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the Omer was cut from, who are arguing if the Shiraim are eaten if the Omer is brought Shelo Shema, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, which reminds us, Rava says, that a Minchas HaOmer whose Kmitza was performed Shelo Shema is kosher, and its Shiraim may be eaten, and no other Minchas HaOmer is required to permit it. He explains that Shelo Shema intent is completely ineffective for the Minchas HaOmer, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avoda, and only with something which is fit for the avoda, and only in a place which is fit for the avoda. The Gemara explains each phrase. So the two Kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the Omer was cut from, who were arguing if the Shiraim are eaten if the Omer was brought Shelo Shema, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Balmum, which reminds us, a braisa darshens min habakar, from the cattle, hosias a treifa, to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asks that this should be derived from a kal vachomer. Ma balmum shemuteres lehedyot, if a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asur l'gevoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a treifa, which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot, should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Gemara will begin a long discussion on the topic. So once again. So the two Kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the Omer was cut from, who are arguing if the Shiraim are eaten if the Omer was brought Shelo Shema, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treif whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Balmum. Alright, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Chaf. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Chaf is a cook. So here goes. The cook. Cook. That must be more on Daf Kuf Chaf. The cook, trying to prepare for the siyum, got so overwhelmed that he brought the oil from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola, and then out to the bama katana Again, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera asks, Oz Bama's Yochid Sheikh Nisa Lifnim, and all of a minor Bama which he brought, which one brought inside the Mechitza of a Bama Gadola after shechting it, and then he took it out again. What is the halacha? Do we say, once the carbon entered the partition, the Mechitza took hold of it, and it's subject to all laws of a Bama Gadola, or once it's returned outside the Mechitza, it's returned to its former status as Kadshe Bama Katana? So the cook trying to prepare for the siyum got so overwhelmed that he brought the ola from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again. While his workers shechted a shlami at a bama's yachid at night, which reminds us, Rabban Shmuel debate the halacha of shechitas laila b'bama's yachid, shechting at night on a private bama. One says the shechita is kosher and the other says it's pasul. Their argument revolves around how to answer a contradiction in psukim. So the cook trying to prepare for the siyum got so overwhelmed that he brought the oa from a bama katana into the walls of the bama gadola and then out to the bama katana again. While his workers shechted a shlamim at a bama's yachid at night and then let the emorim sit out overnight, making them possible. Which reminds us, Gemara discusses the source that zman restrictions apply to a bama katana. Daf base, so the siman for daf base is a bais, a house. So here goes. When the Kohen brought a mincha and brought lo lishma to the mincha house, that must be on daf bais, house. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, which reminds us, most menachos whose kmitza was shelo lishman are valid, but the remaining avoda must be lishma. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a mincha's marcheshes and not machvas, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, that menachos with kmitza shelo lishman count for obligations, because maaseh mochichin, its makeup demonstrates that it's actually being prepared for, in this case, a mincha's marcheshes. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told that it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a mincha's marcheshes and not machvas. Unlike the mincha of a Kohen, he turned away, where the kmitza was done with shinui balim, since the intention is not recognizable as false. Which reminds us, Rabbah holds Rabbi Shimon validates menachos shelo lishman with shinui kodesh, but not with intent for one person's mincha to be for someone else's sake. Since there's no indication from the mincha that his intention is false, it can invalidate the mincha. Rabbi Shimon is darsh time in the Torah. He expounds the reason of the Torah's laws and says here that machshavah del minkara pasul rachmana, Hashem only invalidated sacrifices brought with an intention which is not recognizable as false. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a Gemal, camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, Gemal. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shecht a bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one shechts a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon Pesach or Ashem, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, it's fully valid. The ego parba Pesach or Ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a Pesach or Ashem. So the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shech the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the Kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, which reminds us, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with the intent for another mincha, but not for intent for a carbon. So the camel ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen shech the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a carbon Pesach, confused the Kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another Kohen bringing a mincha machvas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed l'shem marcheshes for the sake of a marcheshes, it's valid because b'manak machashe, because he's intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, and a machshava on a vessel doesn't invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made l'shem minchas marcheshes for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. Next to the pasul menachas door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. Next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chote, a minchas kenos, were left on the left side because they were brought lo lishma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a minchas chote, a minchas kenos, performed shelo lishma, are invalid. So next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chote, minchas chanos were left on the left side because they were brought Lo Ishma. And a Minchas Omer brought Lo Ishma was left on the right side since it came to be matzah the new grain, but didn't permit it, which reminds us, Rav said, Minchas Omer shikmatza shelo Ishma psua. The mincha of the Omer, whose kmitza was performed shelo Ishma, is completely invalid. Hoil va'as lahatev lo hitira, since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so since the carbon brought shelo Ishma does not count for the obligation, it's possible. So next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chot and minchas kanos were left on the left side because they were brought lo ishma, and a minchas omer brought lo ishma was left on the right side since it came to be matya the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one yorish entered to bring his late mother's ola, which is machaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's chatas since it's a makshir, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses makshirin versus machaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mishnah which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her chatas and died, her yorshim bring her ola, which is a machaper. However, if she instead brought her ola and died, her yorshim do not bring her chatas, which serves as a makshir to allow her to eat kachim. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we learn that if one shechs a calf or bull for the sake of a carbon pesach or ashim, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, it is fully valid? That's on daf Gemal. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss what the din is of an oz bamas yachid that was brought lifnim and then brought l'chutz? That's on daf Kufchav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn why a treifa's disqualification as a carbon cannot be derived from a balmum? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn the rabba holds Rabbi Shimon validates menachas shelo shman with shinui kodesh, but not with shinui balim? That's on daf. Bays. Good. Number 5. Which daf does Gemara bring 4 opinions as to what menucha and nachla refer to? That's on daf. Kufyutes. Good. Number 6. Which daf in the Rava holds that a mincha omer that was brought shelo ishma is fully kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten without bringing another omer? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn why Maaser Sheni was not eaten in Nova and Givon? That's on daf. Kufyutes. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shimon validates a kamitza made with shum bar cheshes, not Lashum Minchas Marcheshes. That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that Reish Lakish holds that a Minchas Omer that was brought Shelo Ishma is kosher, but his shirayim cannot be eaten until another Minchas Omer is brought? That's on daf. Hey. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that the definition for Bekoa Roa is anywhere one sees Shilo and nothing obstructs his vision? That's on daf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.